Well, God's got us all taken care of, doesn't he? We heard that very loudly in manifestations. But today, we're going to go through some of that, because I want to show you what profit we get from God and his word, and how he just wants to take care of us. So I want you to start, we're going to start in Matthew chapter 4. And we're going to read verses 1 through 4 and make a couple of pit stops along the way. So anyway, verse 1, it says, "Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he afterward was an hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he, Jesus, answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God." So Jesus Christ, he's telling us here that the things that are important in this life, sure, we need food, but the real thing that is important is every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. And I lied to you. We're going to read down through like 11, but we're going to go to, keep your finger there and turn to Deuteronomy chapter 8. We're going to get a little history here. Deuteronomy chapter 8. So it says that in Matthew, it said that he was tempted. So he was tested. He was enticed by the devil to put something else before God. So Jesus Christ came up with the right answer. He said, look, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. And he knew that because he knew of Deuteronomy chapter 8 and in verse 1 through 3, it says, All the commandments which I command thee this day shall ye observe to do, that ye may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which the Lord sware unto you, your fathers. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, talking about the children of Israel, to humble thee and to prove thee, to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no. And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna. Remember, a few weeks ago we went through that record where they were taken care of by God. He would give them manna, quails, you know, water that came from rocks, stuff like that. And fed thee with manna which thou knowest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. So Christ knew that, and he stood on it, and he was taken care of. You go back to Matthew. You could keep your hand in Deuteronomy, too. Go back to Matthew, and in verse 5.
What chapter?
Chapter 4, sorry. We're going to keep reading there. Matthew 4, 5 says, after Jesus Christ told them about, you know, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word of the mouth of God. Verse 5 says, Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city, and setteth him on a pinnacle, and saith unto him, If thou be the Son of God, still trying to get him to question his sonship, cast thyself down, for it is written, He shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. And Jesus said unto him, It is written again, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And back in Deuteronomy, and then in chapter 6 this time, chapter 6 and in verse 16. Ye shall not tempt the Lord your God as ye tempted him in Massa. So Jesus Christ knew that too. And then in verse 13 here it says, thou shalt fear the Lord thy God and serve him and shalt swear by his name. If you go back to Matthew, we're going to start in verse 8. And the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain, showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and saith unto him, all these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. And Jesus saith unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. And then in Isaiah, well, let me turn to Isaiah chapter 7, but I want to read verse 11. Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. So God took care of him. He stood on God's word, and God took care of him. And then in Isaiah, who's there? Anyone in Isaiah chapter 7 yet?
Yes.
Verse 3, can you read it?
Then said the Lord unto Isaiah, go forth now to meet Ahaz and Shearshabim, thy son, at the end of the conduit of the upper pool on the highway of the fuller's field. Am I in the right place?
Maybe not. Maybe I'm in the wrong place. Anyway, we'll skip that one. But Jesus Christ knew the word, and he was tempted a lot, and he always had the right answer because he stood on God's word, and God always took care of him. And the way we can do that is if we go to 2 Timothy chapter 2. Most of us know these wonderful verses from that wonderful class called Power for Abundant Living. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and in verse 15, it says, to study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So in that word study is to be diligent, make an effort. So, you know, in our own lives, when we want to get to know the scriptures, like Jesus Christ did, we got to make an effort to read his word and to go to his word and to do our best to hide it in our hearts, which is Psalm 119:11. Thy word have I hidden in mine heart that I might not sin against thee. So that's what we can do. And then if you go to Acts chapter 2, Acts chapter 2, and we're going to read 42 to 47. This is talking about the disciples and the apostles. And in 42 it says, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, and fellowship, and in breaking of bread, and in prayer. So they had, not only did they have the apostles' doctrine, which was the word of God, they had the breaking of bread. Man cannot live by bread alone, right? But you need bread. So they had both. And verse 43, and fear or respect came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. All of this followed because they hid God's word in their heart and believed it. And all that believed were together and had all things common, and sold their possessions and goods, and parted them to all men as every man had need. So because of their doing what God wanted them to do, doing God's word, every man had every need met, had their need met. Verse 46, and they continuing daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. So they were continually with each other, speaking God's word to each other, and breaking bread together, and just having a really great time. And God was taking care of them. God, every need was met. If you go to chapter 17 of Acts, Acts 17, verse 11. This is a great example. Talking about these were more noble than those in Thessalonica in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so. They were in the word. They were going to God's word and learning all that they can with a, and that word readiness of mind is basically, it's called willingness to learn his word, and they did it daily. In Psalm chapter 1, here it is. And we are going to read verses 1 through 3. It says, blessed is the man that walketh in the counsel of the ungodly.
No. No.
Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. A willingness to look at God's word and to meditate, to dwell on it. Verse 3, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he do shall prosper. So whatever, when you're staying near to God, like the tree that stays near the river or near a supply of water, you're going to be taken care of. And you're going to, what does it say? And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. And that means profitable. Whatever we do will be profitable because we're going to God. In Proverbs, next book over, chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3, and you can all guess what we're going to go.
Trust in the Lord.
What's that?
Trust in the Lord.
Yeah. Well, we're going to read the first three verses. But we'll probably wind up reading that verse too. So it says, my son, forget not my law, which was his God's word, but let thine heart keep my commandments, for length of days and long life and peace shall thee add to thee. So that's what going to God's word is going to do for our lives. It's going to have peace, long life, length of days. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. bind about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. And that word forsake means to loosen. Don't let it loosen. Don't let God's word slip away from you, from us. And then the word bind means join together, knit. It makes it stronger. So bind them about thy neck, write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. Now we might as well keep reading. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes, fear or respect the Lord, and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. So that's what we keep doing. We keep going to God. We keep his word bound to our necks, knit it into our being. And it's gonna prosper us. It's gonna be of great profit. And 1 Timothy. First Timothy chapter 4. All right, 1 Timothy 4 verses, we're going to start in 15. Right there. Meditate. Who knows what it means to meditate?
Think about it.
Think about it. Revolve in the mind. take care of, meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, talking about the scriptures, that thy profiting may appear to all. Profiting means that your advancement, your furtherance, your goodness, it's going to just profit you to be wonderful. Meditate upon thee, give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. And I thought that's great, because we want to take heed to ourselves when it comes to putting God's word in our hearts and in our minds, because not only is it going to bless us, but we're going to be able to bless them that hear thee. So God's got that covered. Let's go to Mark. Sorry, Mark chapter 4. Matthew, Mark chapter 4, and in verse 19. It says, "And the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches and the lust of other things entertaining in choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful." So instead of thinking on those things, meditating on those things, we get ourselves to the point where we just continue to think on, meditate on God and his word. Because, you know, like we saw with, you know, Christ and the things going on in the world, there's plenty of crappy things we could dwell on, but God's saying they're always going to be around, but think on his word, meditate on him. Turn to Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4. And in verse 2. Well, skip the page. There it is. It says, "For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith or believing in them that heard it." So the thing we have to do is when we hear God's word, we just believe it, and we walk out on it like Christ did. He believed those words that he spoke that were from God, that were from the Bible in years past, and God took care of them. Let's go to Colossians. Chapter 2. Colossians 2. And in verse 6 through 10, we're going to read. It says, "As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him." Look at his example. Look at all the wonderful things that we did. A few weeks ago, we looked at some of the miracles which he did, which was just not even the tip of the iceberg. And he did some pretty wonderful things. He cured and healed and blessed and took care of a lot of people. So we're to look to him. Verse 7, "Rooted and built up in him and established in the faith as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. And beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in him, Christ, dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are" what? Complete. "We're complete in him," which is the head of all principality and power. How's that for something? What is what they said about completely, completely, absolutely complete in him? We're missing nothing. We have all that Christ had. So that's pretty powerful. That's pretty wonderful stuff. In James chapter 1, a few books over, Hebrews, James chapter 1, verse 21 through 25. Tells us some other wonderful things we can do to have this great power and walk out on what we know. It says, wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he's like a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man or woman shall be blessed in his deed. So what he's saying here is that we need to just remember God's word and remember what God has done for us and not forget it. Don't be a forgetful hearer, but be a doer and be a believer. And lastly, but definitely not least, is in Jeremiah chapter 15. Isaiah, Jeremiah 15. And in verse 16, this is a wonderful prophet talking here, and he says, thy words were found, and I did eat them. Did he really eat them? No. He read them. He devoured them in his mind. I did eat them, and thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart, for I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. So, and it wasn't just, the word wasn't just a joy in his heart, it was the joy and rejoicing. He just thrived on it. And that's what we do too. That's why we come here and want to learn more, because we love God and we love his word. And we just got to keep doing that and receiving the best blessings of doing that.